everybody in here.
Amen.
All the ministers, everybody. You ain't been seeing me because I've been going through some bronchitis issues. And when you have bronchitis, sometimes you can't breathe as good.
You put her in our prayers.
And when you can't breathe as good, you can't talk.
Yeah.
And but I praise and thank the Lord because I know it's trying to attack me today. You know, I said, no, I'm going on first today. That's what I said.
Right.
And I just, you know, because I don't want this to think it's going to attack me. The Lord has kept me through all of this. He has kept me, and I just ask y'all to pray my prayer to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm reading from, I wasn't as prepared as much, but I do read a lot. But I read. And I'm going to read about Amos today because he's a prophet. He's a prophet of the Lord, and it says about the future. It says about the future about Jerusalem right now today. That a lot of people ain't paying attention to what is really going on. People is not taking God seriously. I mean, we just make it look like, oh, it's just any other day. Just any other day. We just, that's how some of people look at it. Just any other day. A day is the way we're supposed to look at it. We can't look at God like it's any other day. Because we don't want things we don't know. We don't know what the day could bring us. And that's one thing we don't know. And I'm going to read Amos 2. All right, but I'm reading from an Ethiopian Bible, but it's still the same scripture. It said, thus said the Lord, for three transgressions of Moab and for four, I will turn away the punishment thereof, because he burnt the bones of the king of Edom into lime. And I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour of Kirah, and Moab shall die with tumult, with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. And I will cut off the judge from the midst thereof, and will slay all the princesses thereof with him, said the Lord. And that's what Amos is talking about, the time of Moab. Because see, Moab was in a time they didn't worship God at all. They was pagan worshipers. They didn't worship God at all. They didn't have nothing to do with God. And see, when God see people that, don't come to him, see, God's judgment comes upon them. And when you don't want to obey the commandments of God, God's judgment comes upon us. And that's one thing. We got to look at how our judgment, God's judgment, that's my message. How God's judgment comes upon us when we ain't doing what's right. When we sit in the midst of worshiping pagan gods. And I'm talking about today. Pagan gods, like looking at people as idols. That's like a pagan god. And we see, because of today, I see how so many of our young men, they're dying. They rap a lot. You see a lot of young men rapping. A whole lot. I'm talking about rapping music.
Yeah.
They rapping, but at the same time, they're losing their life.
Sure is.
Satan is taking their lives. Because when you look at how the young men do, they advertise guns up on their videos. They advertise money. See what I'm saying? How we worship these things. Like these things are good. And they think that when they have all these guns and everything, they think that's a good thing. And what they do with them, they do something they shouldn't do with them. And they shoot somebody or kill somebody. And yet and still, they blind to what they're doing. They're blind. They can't see. See all the things we was watching today, how we are the people of God. But you got people today, like when you try to tell people that we are the people of God and we ought to repent of our sin. A lot of people just don't pay attention to it. They don't want to hear, because like you said, the generation is lost. Okay, but what I'm saying is, even though when we look at the days of Israel, when we know that they didn't do what was right in the sight of God, I'm talking about the people of God, when they didn't want to do nothing was right, what did they do? They just didn't pay attention to the commandments, to obey them, and that's why they ended up dying in the wilderness. But the point that they didn't do is, they didn't set an example for the, you know, for the generation that's coming up. We got to set an example for the generation that's coming up. But this generation here is just giving on to the devil. Because they don't look at it. And even God said in the last day, you're going to have some disobedient children. And they don't listen to their parents. You know, because God tells us, you know, he tells us to obey our parents and our days will last. But you find these disobedient children, they don't obey their parents because it's something that they want, and they'll kill for it. Yes, they will. They'll kill for it. And they'll kill for the games that they get. Because what? Because sometimes our parents come out of the guidance of raising the way that they should. Because look, because our parents get distracted too. We get distracted. We get distracted to the point where we don't raise our kids the way that we should. But why we get distracted? We get disobedient to God. And then what we do? We be out in the streets. Be out in the streets and the kids watch. They watch you. And when they watch you in the street, they figure, well, I can do it too. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. That's why we read the word of God from the old to the new. Because we come out, we learn from generation to generation. And the word of God has to be taught. Amen. And it said, thus said the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah. The transgression, we come out the sins that they ain't been doing. Now we are chosen of God, yes. But if we ain't listening to the word of God, and then we ain't living by those commandments. Because see, they think that because it's the Old Testament, we don't have to live by the commandments. Yes, we do. Because the commandments is in the New Testament.
Yes, it is.
And God made sure it was put there. Okay? He made sure it was put there too. So that we can still follow his word. And we think that because our people have been scattered all over the place, we think that God has forgotten about us. No, he hasn't forgotten our hearts. Because if you look around, he's still working us. Look at it. Look what he does. He blesses us and he keeps us. That's what he does. And when you look around all the things that are going on, it's not to address these things like they're trying to do in the media. They're trying to address these things like hate. I'm talking about when they send the immigrants here. Some people are dressing it like it's hate thing. Or when we found that we find out who we are, right? They're dressing and stuff like it's a hate thing. You can't dress this like this a hate because God loves everyone. And he created everyone. But some people got to be careful what we listen to. Because they will address this thing like a hate thing. And like I said, I don't hate nobody that's lighter than me. I don't hate nobody that's darker.
That's right.
Because look, God loves everyone. But if we listen to somebody telling you, well, this person, that person, they don't go to heaven because of this, because they ain't chosen. No, don't say that.
There you go.
Because God, he saves the Gentiles as well. And if the Gentiles want to come to God, they are welcome to come to God. But it's not our part to tell them you can't. Because you are not the chosen. Quit lying and prophesying wrong. That's false prophesying.
That is.
And we got to look at what God's saying in his word to us, except for, and before I will not turn away punishment. Well, God, when we did wrong, I'm saying we do wrong now, and they did wrong then. God is not going to turn away that punishment. Punishment. Look what I'm saying, what had happened to our people. God didn't turn away the punishment because they didn't listen to God. So what happened to our people? Just like we was up, what we were seeing, we end up in slavery. In our own, with our own enemies, just like a thorn.
Yep.
Like I said before, with our own enemies, was like a thorn on our side.
Yep.
And now, if you look at it now, the government has been a thorn on our side for years and years, and they've been just taken and taken. And what I'm saying is that if we weren't really paying attention to what God was saying, I send to you as a punishment because you're not listening to me. I send to you as a punishment because you didn't do what I say. Because, well, a lot of us did not know who we were. Because we were scattered. Our people were scattered. And we come from all those scattered people. But one thing about it, I just thank God that he had it without us. I praise the Lord for that. Because when you look at how the Lord didn't forget about us, he's still here. And how he preserved us. Amen. And to all that trouble that is going on in that van over there, we could have been there. We could have been there. But look what God sent us here. And that's what he did. Amen. It said, and I will turn away the punishment there because they have despised the law of God. And we can't despise the laws that God had set before us. Now, you want to despise it? Believe me. It ain't going to be too good when you despise the laws of God. That's for sure. And have not kept his commandments in their lives, cause them error. And we don't want to keep God's commandments, and we want to pretend like these commandments ain't real, like these commandments ain't true. We'll find ourselves in error. And that's why we got to be careful and read the word of God for ourselves.
Yes.
We get, it's good to listen to people when they talk about the Lord. We got to read it for ourselves. So after the which their fathers have walked, because we know that in that time of Israel, they walked the wrong way, the reason why they were wandering in the desert. When they came out of the land of Egypt, we're talking about the Israelites, came out of Egypt, and they walked in the desert for 40 years. And I'm talking about them walking in this land. Like you could say, like a zombie or something.
Yep.
Like they didn't know God. And the reason why they was walking in them deserts like that, because they refused to obey the commandments of the Lord. And now we don't want to place ourselves in that position either. We don't want to keep wandering around here trying to figure things out. God already sends it to us. He already showed us. We don't have to keep wandering. We don't have to keep trying to figure it out, because God said in his word already. Why we need to keep figuring it out? He already said it. Right in the word. All we have to do is read it. His word, ask God for wisdom to help you to believe. Yes. And trusting in the Lord and everything. Because we know that without the Lord, we ain't nothing without him. I'm sure. And it shall, devour the palaces of Jerusalem. This is what's going on in life. The palaces of Jerusalem. A lot of stuff over there is getting destroyed. Even if it's in Bible prophecy in Ezekiel 38. Jerusalem is getting devoured. It's getting destroyed through their war. And one thing about it, when you look at the war over there, it's a senseless war.
It is.
Very senseless, but also at the same time, it was mixed in because of Ishmael, because of Abraham.
All right.
It was mixed in, and you got an old grudge, an old anger grudge that they've been held from generation to generation, and you wonder why. And you wonder why they're getting destroyed over there. And you wonder why are they going through what they're going through, because they've got an old grudge because of the things that they're doing to each other over there. Taking land from people. I'm talking about those astronauts. Taking land from people, doing whatever they want to do. Doing whatever they want to do. And taking land and don't care. And you wonder why. And the Palestinians. And you wonder why they're going through so much.
Right.
And look at their leaders. Mm-hmm. Over there keep fighting and fighting. They ain't looking at the word God says. But do you see the children of Judah fighting over the land? Do you see God's people fighting over the land? Yeah, we might talk about it, but we ain't pouring no war and fight about it, because you know why? Because we wait on the Lord. And we're going to wait on the Lord, and we're going to see what God said to the Lord, and he already said that he's going to give that land belongs to his people.
Yeah.
So we're waiting, amen. Because God is going to replenish that. That over there. God's going to restore it. Amen. And everything, when he restored everything that's going on over there now, I'm talking about those few couple of astronauts, Rothschild, all them that call themselves owners of the land of Jerusalem. They call themselves owners. I'm talking about a couple of them. Ain't that many? Rothschild. They call themselves owners.
Yeah.
But look, they owners of the land, amen, as they say. But they don't realize they sell. All they looking for riches. What I'm saying, what are they fighting over? All they fighting over is gold, money, and then oil. This is why they over there. Oil, gold, and money. This is what they over there for. This is the reason why they so much over there trying to take the land. Because they want the gold.
Yeah.
But look, that gold and that oil,
yep,
that was not given to them.
Right.
That gold and that oil was given to God's people.
Hallelujah.
As a resource.
Yeah.
But instead, the enemy went over there and took it. But also, it was took it from his people, God's people. God's people weren't following what he said. And that's the reason why we're going through, but see, God's mercy and grace, and he sent his son.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeshua. But he came down to come to save his lost sheep.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He came to save his lost sheep. Down here. He knew what we was in trouble, because he knew the enemy was coming at us. And he came down to save us, to give us another chance. Amen. Because God already knew where we was. He knew where we was. And he came.
Hallelujah.
To give his life on that tree for our sin. It said, thus said the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment. Therefore, because they sold the righteous for silver. And you know God, you know what God has given you and what it was. You know God has given you, and you didn't appreciate nothing but God has given. Israel did not appreciate nothing but God has given. And what did they do? They wasted what God has given them. And what did they went to? They went to. And that's why today.
Are you in need of home and yard care for your home or business? If so, contact Lemez & Associates, LLC. With over 18 plus years of experience serving the local community, the team at Lemez & Associates can handle all your home and business needs, such as roofing, decking, concrete work, painting, flooring, carpeting, landscaping, and more. For more information, call 414-234-7682 and ask to speak with Mr. Jose Lemez.
That's why today we have what? As they call them, we have ghettos. Yeah. As they call it today, we have ghettos. Look, all the inventions that has been made, what happened? It has been given to the enemy. All of the inventions that God has left his people to have to learn how to build things, to learn how to build furnaces and all the stuff, street lights, all of that was given to the enemy. It's given to the Esau. I'm telling Esau, Ashkenazi, Esau. And all, as you see, when you see Esau family, we talk about Jacob's twin mother, when they were separated. They was in the same womb, but it was a separation in their womb. Already fighting. And now, look at now. It's all spread out. You see Esau. You see Esau takes over. No, he took over it all. He became the head of all the silver and gold and all. And he took all the resources that they took. They didn't get it by earning it. No, they stole it. They stole it. And what they do? They only gave us a little bit. And knowing good and well they belong to us. Yes, it does. But what was going on? We didn't appreciate what the Lord has done for us. And then we decided, like our people did, decide to go their own way. And didn't want to go far the way the Lord said it. And where we ended up? Ghettos. They call it. We call it a place to live. But they call it a ghetto. Esau. They call it a ghetto for the state. Because that's how they want to address us. And it says, those said the Lord will turn away the punishment, not turn away the punishment. Because it's so righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of shoes.
Yep, come on now.
They don't care two bit. They don't care two bit about poor. I'm talking about Esau family. They don't care two bit about poor. I'm looking all over around the world. They don't care two bit about poor. Look at China. They throw poor people into them camps. They call them FEMA camps. Just the same thing they want to do here. And they setting it up too. Trump is setting it up, yeah. They were camping, put them in the little cages. What's that prison over there in California? Yeah, he reopened it. He's gonna reopen it, yes. And they're gonna put all the immigrants and all of them in there, inside, caged up. But you see them little camps that's sitting out there. He gathered like a called the alligator. Yeah, an alligator camp thing. So that they try to escape, you got plenty of alligators right there. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
An alligator. Don't that sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
Talking about alligators in the time when they used to feed black babies to alligators. Mm-hmm. Don't that sound familiar? And what they do. And then, you know, when he wanted all. You know, he wanted all the Haitian cities, and I'm talking about where the blacks at. He wanted them to stay back, take them back to their country, and not let them come here. He didn't say nothing about Europe, nothing. He didn't mention Europe, he didn't mention nothing. And we know that what I'm saying is, because they tried to address us like we're criminals. They address us as criminals here. And we know we got some good people here. We know we got some criminals, but they're everywhere. And every color.
Yes, thank you.
They want color. But you got some prideful people. that is always in their pride into thinking, oh, we ain't criminals. They be all up in their pride. I'm talking about Esau. They all up in their pride. Oh, we ain't no criminals. We just be that. We ain't no criminals. But they sure look at us as criminals. All they had to do was look at their skin and say, ooh,
you already up.
And I'm not saying it's a prejudice thing. I'm saying that it's because it's the truth of what's going on with our people. And we must repent. Because look, we're going to go through this and keep going through it. Because see, in the book of Deuteronomy, in 28, when it said we're going to go through this when our people went into slavery, they said, we're going to be going, keep going. God said, we're going to keep going through this until we die.
Yep.
We're going to keep suffering it until we die on the face of earth.
Yep.
Even though they say, well, if God merciful, well, then why would he want that to happen? Look, God do love us. He loves us, but he will not. He will not have us to sin. We won't have us to keep sinning, but when we sin, we won't repent.
Nope.
And we won't repent for our sins and what we do wrong. And what we think is wrong. See, God already knows. That's what I'm saying. That's why we go through so much. Not because we're black.
Right.
We go through a lot. Because we're not looking at what the Lord says and to live by his word. Now, if we want to go to heaven, yes. Want to go to heaven, yes. To dwell in the place where God is. But God will not accept sin in his place. He will not. So all those who think that God's going to accept sin in his place, God. That ain't gonna happen because there ain't gonna be no sin when he come back. He's gonna destroy all those who've been doing wicked.
Yeah.
He's gonna destroy all of those who have been doing the poor wrong. Taking taxes.
Oh yeah.
Taking taxes and living out riches for themselves. Taking taxes and don't care how they do. And don't care how we live, they take all your money. What you work for. But see, that's all going to come to an end. And see, one thing, you know, the United States is going through a lot of why. One thing about it, they don't want to give us, I'm telling you right now today, they don't want to give us reparations. They don't want to give what they owe. Because restitution is in the word of God. It's called restitution. That's what we're doing about it. Restitution. And they don't want to give it to us. They don't want to have nothing. And they even said, I don't want them to come up. Because that's what they're afraid of. They don't want us to come up. But see, we got a God on our side. It don't really matter.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God. Because when he comes back, we don't have to worry about no money.
It's a wrap.
We don't have to worry about no money. Because look, we already got riches.
Yes.
We got riches in glory.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got riches in glory.
Hallelujah.
What are we missing out on? But when this earth gets destroyed and everything, we're going to the riches in glory.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we with.
Yeah,
that's right. Amen. And they had laid themselves down. Up on clothes, laying to pledge by every
offer.
And they drank the wine because of the condemned in the house of their God. See what I'm saying? In the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
Now, if you share, they're talking about that cup.
Yeah.
They're talking about Babylon.
Yeah.
And you share that cup of the devil.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the cup, what I mean by. And you got a cup, it's got that drink in it, got that one drink in it.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about sharing a cup. When they talk about Babylon, we're talking about the sin
yep.
that is going on. Yep. That we know But our politicians, not my politicians, the politicians are doing
so
and we and they are doing everything yeah. And they have not and everything they want to accept of they want us to accept this. They want us to accept the 666 they want us to take the mark
of the beast.
Now they want us to do whatever they want to tell us to do. Now if we accept it,
then you going to hell.
If we accept the cup they present to us, then what we do?
If you drink out of it, the same.
What the cup we said, we accept the blood of Christ. That's our cup. We share the blood of Christ. But we're not going to accept the cup of devils. No, we're not going to accept it. Because they know they got their God, Satan. Because Satan is their God. So that's why we got to have that choice. Either we're going to accept Christ or we're going to accept the cup of devils. Because the Lord is coming back and it's near. We don't know when, but we know it's near. It's here. Right around the corner. Just wait. God is coming back. He said it in his word. And God is going to destroy all these politicians and get up there and lie. They get up there and lie. See, this is kind of stuff they don't want to say in church.
Yeah.
They don't want us to talk about the sin that they do. They don't want us to just be why they pull down church. They want to get rid of the ones that talk about their sins and what they're doing. But they'll keep the dwellers in a church that would let them say their lies and all that stuff. No, I'm not the kind of church that's going to let you keep telling lies and knowing that you're not telling the truth.
That's right.
You tell a lie to the people. Tell a lie to God's people. Just for you to get away with what you do wrong, you're not going to get away with it. And you're not going to hide. Don't think that when the time comes, don't think you're going to be able to hide because all these politicians are going to go and hide in the mountains. This is their plan. And they got it all planned it out. And they're going to hide in the mountains. So while everybody up here gets all mangled and tore, they in the mountains hiding. But they think they hide. And they're not. So that's what I'm saying, hide. Even when they sound smooth talk, to make themselves sound good. But they find out. They fool the devil themselves. And that's why we gotta pray, amen. Sometimes I don't know whether to pray for the politicians or not.
Yeah, pray for them.
I mean, but I do pray for them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know whether to. Because I tell you, because the devil, I'm talking about Satan. Satan got them. But they don't believe. I'm talking about Esau. That's all the family, I'm telling you. All the family of Esau.
Yes.
And that politician. And some of our people is in it.
Yeah. Sure will. They mix right with
it. Our people sharing the cup
with them.
Other devils with self.
Yeah.
And they want us to be dumb to it.
Yeah.
They don't want us to
thank
know.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
They don't want us to know what this is. They don't want us to know. They don't want us to know who we are.
All right, we know now.
And yeah.
We know now.
And if we sit up here and go and say that we are Jews, the children of Judah. You know what they'll say? They'll say you're an anti-Semitic.
Wow.
If you tell these Jews over there, tell them that they're not Jews. They'll say that you're anti-Semitic. That means that you're talking against them. And who put that law there? Trump. He signed an executive order to put that there. Yes, he did. He signed an executive order to put it there. So if anybody talk against him, it'd be anti-Semitic. And how that happened, the because his daughter, Mary, wanted those astronauts.
Yeah.
So that's what made Trump
go
over there to me. And he don't even know what he's facing. Phenomenal. So now what he's doing? He got to deal with that devil site over there. In order to run this, you got to do what the devil tells you to do. Like that's some running. That's what I'm talking about in Jerusalem. That's why I don't. That's the reason why I don't support it. Because I already know who's running it. And I know who's running there. We know God's in control.
Yeah.
But they run it. But now. That's what they think.
Yeah.
So we gotta pray, y'all. And we gotta look at what the prophets are saying. Because the prophets have been saying this for years. I mean, since before we got born. These prophets. They've been telling what they'll say to God. And if we don't pay attention to what they're saying. Because see, God already let us know that Edom is going to be destroyed. Don't worry. We talking about Esau. They're going to be destroyed. But see, Esau always had this thing with Jacob for years. And even though Esau did make up with Jacob, okay, Esau made up with his brother. It was his family that kept that going. They kept that anger going. And look at Abraham. And all that's what's been said. Ishmael and that family over there, the Ishmaelite, they kept that anger and they still got it. And that's why they didn't destroy so badly. That anger that's on the inside, they won't repent. They won't repent for the lies that they tell. They won't repent for the wars that they cause. And knowing that they don't have to, but they do anyway. They don't repent to God for nothing. They go to their gods. And you got Jerusalem over there. And one part they won't destroy is that big old globe thing. They won't destroy that. Yeah. That's what that big old globe thing that sits there, that gold ball that's in the middle there. They won't destroy that. But they destroy everything that's around. And their wall. Their well wall. But the thing is, you got these leaders that are not caring about people's lives.
Nope.
They're not caring. Only thing they care about themselves, their lives, and all they think is in their future.
Yeah.
And they're going to take over, and they're going to take over the whole world. They think this is what their future is. And that's the reason why. We got a home to go to. We got to keep on pressing our way. Keep on pressing. Don't stop and look. Instead of you hear all those wars and rumors and wars, that's what we didn't hear.
Here.
Don't worry about it. God is in control.
Yes, he is.
So when the devil starts to come here, and he wants to come here to destroy America, they want to throw their bombs over here too now. And I feel like what? See, they're making a peace treaty because Daniel said. They're making a peace treaty. And they said that peace treaty, it said it's only going to be for, 7 years. But somebody going to renege. This is what Daniel said. See, they're making this peace treaty now. But they're going to renege. They're going to renege. And they said, that's why we said, don't trust in man. They'll say one thing. And then next thing you know, it'll be some war. It'll be war. When you think there's peace, all of a sudden destruction comes. That's why we got to look up to God. Look up to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.